Creepy Tales with Scotty J and Alex. I am, as always, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
And I am one of his possibly many children.
Hey, just
possibly.
Just because I haven't got the phone call for more yet, don't mean, you know, there's more of you fuckers floating around.
Yet.
I'm more concerned about Phil getting a phone call from Maury.
Well, I'm pretty sure that man can stick his dick in anything and make it work.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
You never fucking know.
Yeah, but Phil likes to pick up the women who are the last ones at the bar. The last call girls.
Yeah.
Anyway, got a nice one for you today, son.
Ooh, what is it?
You know, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City, darling. Let's be two of them.
Naked City?
Yeah, it's an old line from like the old noir movies of the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Where the detective, you know, especially detective films, they'd go, there are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This is one of them.
Law and Order theme.
Dun dun. Well, the thing is Chicago's got its history of you know, immigrants coming in. I mean, remember when we used to go up to the costume shop on Milwaukee?
Yeah.
We'd pass through the different neighborhoods?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is these ethnic neighborhoods, because, you know, it's always people from a particular country will all live in one section of town together. And it's a shared culture. It's a shared belief system. But one thing that has come around because of this is the Devil Baby of Hull House.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've read a couple stories about the Devil Baby. Now, it usually goes, there's an actual Hull House in Chicago. Yeah. This house was set up like in, I want to say the late 1800s, early 1900s. And the thing was, it was set up for, like, neighborhood reform, you know. Poor people in the neighborhood could go there and get help, and
yeah,
they'd help people out in hard times. So it was like a charity house in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, depending on what nationality is telling the story of the Devil Baby varies. Now, in some cases, I've heard a Jewish version of the tale. Where
the Jewish have a version?
The Jews in Chicago have a version of the Devil Baby. The Polish have a version of it. But all of them revolve around a girl.
Well, how else are you supposed to have a baby?
Sometimes a mommy and daddy like lay in the back seat of a car, and that daddy slips through $100.
What?
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Okay.
I'll have to show you that on YouTube one day.
Yeah.
Anyway, now for whatever reason, and depending on what nationality tells a story, you know, the girl either marries someone that her family disapproves. In the Jewish version of the tale, The girl marries a Gentile.
A what?
A non-Jew. She marries a non-Jewish person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, so bear with me here. The Jewish family, in the Jewish version, she marries a Gentile. In like the Italian, I think it's she, what was the Italian version? I know in one version, the girl turns her back on Jesus. So she turns her back on God. She doesn't believe in Jesus. And, she has this baby. In some cases, some parts of the story is she has the baby out of wedlock. She's not married. The kid's a bastard.
Yeah.
And so 9 months happens and she has the baby. Well, because Hull House is set up this way, what happens is as the girl becomes farther along in her pregnancy, she goes to Hull House to live so that she can give birth to the baby without people knowing.
Yeah.
And so she has the baby. But when the baby's born, its skin is red, it's got horns, it's got a forked tail, it's got the cloven hoof, what do you think the devil looks like?
Yeah.
Except Lucifer has shown us that he's a British guy. And the baby comes out talking and cussing and everything, and the girl goes back to her family, and the baby lives at Hull House. Now, there's reports that people see the baby, looking out windows, and they hear him running around the hallways and stuff, but there's no proof of this ever existing.
Because they don't want us to know about it.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, it's a cultural tale. It's supposed to, teach women and people within that particular culture that, you don't break the rules of your particular group. Like with Jewish girls, you marry a nice Jewish man, or, you worship God, you do all this stuff that you do the right things and you won't have a devil baby.
But there's no fun in that.
Right, but I mean, as people have gone on throughout life, and kids will disobey their parents. Yep. It happens.
Yep.
But, and I guess within the younger generations, the tale of the devil baby has faded out.
Yeah.
I mean, I never heard of it. Well, then again, St. Anne was,
St. Anne don't speak of the devil.
Well, not when I'm in the room. Or, I'm drawing a picture for my book cover for Sunday school.
Of Jesus, Lucifer being kicked out.
Well, it was, I started Sunday school in the third grade. I had my opinions formed very good at that point, and we had these books and we had to make book covers for them. So, there's kids, what are you drawing? Oh, I'm drawing Jesus at the Last Supper. That's good. Oh, what are you drawing? Oh, I'm drawing Noah's Ark. I'm drawing when Noah's gathering the animals up. And what are you drawing, Scott? Lucifer getting kicked out of heaven. Well, that's nice.
You don't know talent.
It was a fun story, Could have really psyched him out. I could have said I was drawing Cain and Abel. Or Abraham murdering his son, Hey, let's have some fun here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would love to go up to Hull House sometime. It's still standing in Chicago. I don't know where. I want to say it could be... And I got to look this up. And I might do that now because I really don't want to stop talking about Chicago here.
Who doesn't?
Oh, God, like, I can type today.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm looking, I'm looking up something. Nope, that's not what I was looking for. Okay. Now, another thing about Chicago that I found out when I really started getting heavy into Civil War studies was there was a prisoner of war camp in Chicago during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you've seen me. We've seen the booths up at Civil War days for Camp Douglas.
Yeah.
Well... Camp Douglas was located on the south side of Chicago, and it became a place of brutal misery for the Confederate prisoners imprisoned there. Now, stories of rat-infested, overcrowded conditions circulated through the southern newspapers during the Civil War. And the camp soon earned the name it would later become known by, the 80 Acres of Hell. Now, it's estimated that 6,000-plus men died at Camp Douglas of scurvy, smallpox, and starvation. The camp was closed down in the summer of 1865, and the remaining prisoners were made to take an oath of loyalty to the U.S. and set free. The camp was officially closed in November of 1865, and the buildings were torn down afterward. Now... I was looking up to see if there... Okay, would you believe that there's been some hauntings in the location of where Camp Douglas used to be?
Maybe.
Now, it was not long before the tales of Confederate ghosts on or around the former prison camp started. People over the years have quite often reported screams of pain and cries of help coming from the area where the prison camp once stood. Many times over the years, people have claimed to smell the horrible smell of bodies decaying in the area. The sound of men marching is quite often reported. Now today, the Lake Meadows condominiums are now located where the prison camp used to be, and tales of paranormal activity continue. People who now live at the Lake Meadows condominiums claim to hear men talking inside their units, and some have claimed to see the ghost of men in ragged clothing. A one-armed man dressed in ragged Confederate uniform has been seen inside the condos of several different residents. Over the years, construction projects in the area have uncovered many graves of Confederate dead. Now, every time a grave is disturbed, the level of paranormal activity goes up, and haven't we fucking told you, don't disturb the fucking graves!
Whatever you learn from Poltergeist.
Well, Poltergeist taught us don't build a fucking house on a cemetery.
But those graves are disturbed.
Well,
from the set.
Now there is. There, man, where is? I know there's there's a cemetery up in Chicago, where there's a mass grave of dead Confederates from Camp Douglas interred there.
Do you want to go poke around?
I would like to go up and see it. I mean, I think, what was it? I know, like, every, and this is what I found amazing when I I know, what am I thinking about?
I don't know.
Well, I know that there is a Sons of Confederate Veteran Camp in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they're named after Camp Douglas. Now, I know every year, around Memorial Day, I want to say, that the guys get together at the cemetery and they offer a ceremony for those buried there. Now, I don't know if they're doing it this year because of COVID.
They could all just be in respirators.
Well, these are people who believe in the lost cause, so, anything's possible. I would imagine there at those condominiums that the Confederate dead still haunt there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Union and Confederate both haunt Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I've talked to people who've had ghost experiences at Gettysburg. I had my own because I touched the rocks at Devil's Den.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
Yep.
And I'd do it again, too.
Why?
Oh, why not?
Haven't you not learned the first time?
No. But, I mean, Chicago's got a lot of different ghost stories. I mean, the East Lynn.
Yeah.
The East Lynn, the boat. It was this boat that really didn't pass any fucking safety checks. And, it was a doomed ship to begin with. Early 1900s, I want to say around 1920s, a company had chartered the Eastland to take the employees on an employee picnic.
Yeah.
And while the boat was still tied at the dock, it got too top heavy with passengers and it flipped over right there at the dock.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people drowned.
Nice.
Well, the thing is the warehouse that they used to store the bodies eventually became
Oprah Studios,
and people reported hearing paranormal activity in there.
All right, ghosts, look under your chair. What do you find?
Right. Well, they'd hear sounds of people. I guess it was people sobbing, people moaning. Heard people walking around.
They're in pain.
One of the biggest theater fires in history, the Iroquois, happened downtown.
Really?
Yeah, downtown Chicago. I think it's where the Chicago... I want to say the Chicago Theater. I could be wrong. It was during Christmas break. Parents had taken their kids to see... I think it was Aladdin. And the curtains caught on fire, and the place was a fire hazard to begin with. And
how many dead?
Over 600.
Wow.
Yeah, it was over 600 dead in that one. And then the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. And people died in that, and people still see, like, ash spirits walking around.
Ash?
Yeah, because, the fire went for like 2 or 3 days. And because Chicago wasn't the city we know it to be with all the stone buildings and everything.
Gang violence.
No, well, it had gang violence before, but in the Great Chicago Fire, the story goes that Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern. Yeah. And caught the barn on fire. Well, it had been a really bad drought that year. And the winds picked up and carried the flame and destroyed a lot of what became downtown Chicago. And this fire was so bad, it was jumping the river.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's a thing called a flame vortex.
Yeah.
And basically what it is, it's a flaming tornado. You know, like those dust devils you see in the field? Picture one of those made out of flame.
Run.
And it would leap from one building on one side of the Chicago River and touch another building.
Just run.
And the Chicago Fire Department was overwhelmed. There's only two buildings in Chicago still standing from that fire. And they were stone. The water tower and a church. But the flames just destroyed everything in its path. I forget how many people died, but the flames are so bad that people are just charred skeletons. Yeah, so you get this... you kind of get this feeling that... you know, people see these, like, burnt ash ghosts walking through Chicago in areas where the fire is. And then, oh God, what's another one where there's ghosts going on? I know the fire, the Eastland, the Iroquois. Now, I remember once there was a radio station that I listened to.
Yeah.
And they were down near where the Iroquois was. And they sent one of their interns out with a digital recorder. Mm. And he had he went down there and he caught a homeless guy in the alley, which, you know, happens in Chicago. Mm. But he did get an EVP out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember listening that day when they played it. It was happening live, so when he brought the recorder back up, they played it back and they did catch an EVP of I don't remember what was said, but yeah, they caught an EVP. So they had, you know, there's a lot of really interesting, okay, I know one, there's a lot of interesting ghost stories in Chicago. Another one before we cut it. I'm taking you to the Museum of Science or Museum of Natural History.
Yeah.
And we've seen the ghost in the darkness. The lions of Tsavo.
Yeah.
The two man-eaters.
Yeah.
Well, there are night guards that will swear that those the eyes on those lions are watching them as they walk past on their rounds. Mm. And they get the feeling that those lions will pounce on them.
All right, that's strange.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the lions. And, I mean, they are... I mean, they're made with the skins of the original lion, so I would not doubt that the spirits are attached. But also, you know, and I've got a feeling off of them, looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much as, like, down in the Egyptian section.
What do you get down there?
I don't know. It's really weird. I mean, I did that thing where, you know, you line your face up and it'll mm-hmm. show you what you'd look like if you were an Egyptian. Yeah. And it was weird. I mean, like, eerie weird.
I did
weird.
That, too. With both sides.
Yeah. But, I mean, Chicago's got some great ghost stories. I'll have to dig up more for another show.
All right.
But I think we're going to wrap this one. So if you're looking for us, Ron, you know where to find us. Anchor, all your major apps, Apple Podcast, on Facebook. And for Creepy Tales, I am Scotty J.
I'm Alex.
Catch you later, folks.